At Christmas time, we did an Adopt a Family program where we gave the names of children to caring folks who bought gifts and delivered those gifts to the homes of children on Christmas Eve. Created a lot of excitement. But the first year that we were living in the community, that was the first time I was in the homes of recipient families when the gift-bearing families arrived. And I saw something that I had just never seen before. The children, of course, were very excited. The moms were gracious, perhaps a bit embarrassed. But if there was a dad in the household, he just disappeared. He was gone out the back door. And it dawned on me what was happening was that these parents, in front of their own children, were being exposed for their inability to provide. And the moms would endure that indignity for the sake of the kids. But it was more than the dads could handle. It was deeply wounding their pride. And it was as though their impotence was being exposed in front of their wives and children in their own living rooms. And I realized that there was an awful toll being extracted from the recipients of our charity, one that I had not seen before. And it made me wonder if this same kind of dynamic was going on in the other charitable activities that we were doing, the clothes closet, the food pantry, those kinds of things. I was reading in those days anything I could get on urban ministry, and I came across a French philosopher by the name of Jacques Ellul, and a quote of his just jumped off the page at me. I'll read it to you. I've memorized it by this time. Ellul says, "Almsgiving is mammon's perversion of giving. It affirms the superiority of the giver. It binds the recipient and demands gratitude. It humiliates him and reduces him to a lower state than he had before." You can see why that really hit me right in the heart. I was not there to diminish my neighbors, but rather to uplift them. And in fact, if Ellul was right, and what I was seeing in those homes was an accurate perception, I was doing significant harm to those that I was there to serve among. And so it sent me into an evaluation of every aspect of our giving. And what I discovered was that all of our one-way giving was producing negative impacts. It was diminishing human dignity, it was eroding a work ethic, it was producing unhealthy dependencies, it was not building a sense of community that we had intended. And so I had to reconsider the way we were doing charity. That was my first encounter with toxic charity. And so we had to change the way we were going about it. I'll give you a quick example on the our Adopt a Family for Christmas program. The following year, as folks called in for their adopted family, I asked them to give an extra gift. I asked them to give the gift of dignity to the dads or pride to the parents. Go shopping, buy the toys, don't wrap them. Bring them in and we'll set up a little store across the street from the church and call it the old toy shop, and we'll put somewhere between a yard sale and a wholesale price on those toys and invite parents to come in and go shopping. So that on Christmas morning, parents in our community could experience the same joy that most parents in our city experience, and that is seeing their children open the gifts that they specifically selected and paid for through the efforts of their own hands. And there was dignity in the process of exchange.